If you're a fan of Big Brother Canada and Big Brother in general, you're still probably nowhere near the ultimate super fan level of the guy who played his heart out this season. First member of the jury, Calgary's Ryan Ballantyne. Welcome to the show, man.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
My son turns one next week, and his mother and I are over the moon in love with the little guy. And I know that you are a family man who loves his wife and his son more than anything. You've got to do some time in the jury house to help pick a season six winner before he can go home. But how badly do you want to spend some time with them right about now, man?
I've been saying all along that the worst place to be in the Big Brother house and the Big Brother season is the first member of the jury, because that is the longest I can be away from my family without still playing the game. However, when we were thinking that it was a 9-member jury and you'd be spending like 6 weeks in the jury house, that seemed like an awful proposition. There is only 4 weeks left, and I think my wife's going to rather enjoy my part in the finale. I will be making it worth the wait for her. I can't wait to see them again and find out exactly what's happened in their lives, because they've been watching what's been happening in mine.
This game is amazing to watch, and you got to live the dream by playing it this season. When you got the word that you made the cut, what were your initial thoughts? How did you react?
Panic. When I found out I was going to be on the show, it was all of a sudden I needed to have my next 3 months life in order. I'm not the single guy who can just give up his apartment and have his friends move anything into storage like some of the other people in the house. So it set off a panic response in me that I had to scramble around and take care of everything I possibly could before I left.
You had to fight for your life in that house day in, day out. And each season, there are strong competitors like yourself, along with flip-flop floaters who coast on, you know, week after week. How do you feel about the gameplay or lack thereof in the house this season?
I felt like the overall level of gameplay from a housewide perspective has been pretty weak. There are a lot of people that think that they're smarter than they are, and there are a lot of smart people that are making dumb choices, myself included.
Okay, so you were on the block 4 times. At what point did you think to yourself, like, gosh, did I play too hard? Like, what gives? Why me? Why now?
Week 2.5. The fact that it took them that long to get rid of me is amazing. I thought for sure that I would be going up in week 4.
As stressful as playing this game can be and living amongst some house guests who seemingly do nothing but giggle to get by, how do you calm your mind to focus on getting closer to your goal of making it all the way to the end?
There was a space in between my bed and the wall where I hid during the fisherman's the cod thing.
Yeah.
That is where I would hide during the game, because nobody was ever looking for me there, and people would open the door and not see me on a bed and walk away. So there were moments where you could hide there and kind of focus and get away from everybody and do some thinking. Also, when you're a social pariah inside the house, you get so much alone time because no one wants to be caught having a conversation with you, because it might be to the detriment of their own game. So every time I walked into a room and a conversation was happening, the people having the conversation would scatter like cockroaches with the lights turned on.
Wow.
So I got a lot of time to myself.
Ryan, in your honest opinion, do you think the vote to take you out of the game instead of sending Johnny to jury first was a mistake?
So dumb. So dumb. The guy wins almost every challenge that he wants to, and you finally have him on the block ready to send him home, and you send me home? It made zero sense to me. I was completely disposable at any point the rest of the way. I'm rooting so hard for Johnny to just win out and prove me right and be sitting there on finale night, because I think he is absolutely the most dangerous player in the house from both a social standpoint and a gameplay perspective and a competition way. That Johnny is 100% going to get my vote if he's sitting there on finale night, and I don't care who he's sitting next to.
Why do you think nobody broke Dayla up forever ago, Derek and Kayla? I mean, it doesn't make much sense, does it?
These house guests are not playing the game very well. Nobody remembers that there's only 5 people left after a triple, usually. And if you're not one of the 5 people that's going to be left, you're going before Dayla. They should have been attacked a long time ago, and the only conversation I will have with Erica beyond "I'm sorry Canada saved me and you went home" is going to be, "I told you you should have put up Dayla when you put up Marin and myself."
Okay, well, Canada did choose to save you. That must have felt amazing when Arissa filled you in on that. Do you feel like you let your fans down by not sticking around?
Getting the extra 7 days in the house was a miracle. And I do feel bad that I wasn't able to move that further in the game and play for Canada in that way. But the feeling of when Arissa opened the envelope and showed me my name in print was so overwhelming and so validating of who I had been in the game that I'll be able to carry that with me forever, if not the $100,000, the trip, and the brick gift card.
Now, you had it out with a few people this season. There were some yelling matches where you mostly remained calm and others exploded. But when it's all said and done, when you look back on it, which will you laugh about most down the road?
I think the one with Veronica in the living room, I think, was my personal favorite because she came out of that one looking so bad, and I beat her up so badly verbally that I really enjoyed that moment. When people are shouting at each other in the house, I don't understand it, because to me, the guy that's rational and logical and quiet is the guy that's immediately more believable.
Well, let's talk about the women. There's some incredibly strong women in the house this season. So let's say Veronica, Kayla, and Erica were in the final three scenario. Let's just say that. Who do you feel would plead their case for the win the best? Like, who would get your vote?
Erica, 100%. Erica was the best player of this season. Anybody who says any other, unless Johnny wins, Erica was the best player this season. Veronica played a terrible social game, and Kayla is following them in those footsteps to her own detriment.
Fill in the blank, Ryan. If Maddie wins this season, I will...
If Maddie wins this season, sell me anything. I will buy the oceanfront property in Calgary. I will buy, like... There is zero chance that that woman wins this game. If Maddie's in the final two and has convinced four people to vote for her, she could run for president of the U.S. and win. I think Trump is less likely than Maddie's victory.
Ryan, if all stars came calling, would you do it all over again?
As soon as my wife said yes, I'd be on the plane.
Okay.
Nice. Now, do you miss doing radio? Because I've got buddies who used to work with you who said you were fun times on air.
Oh, I'm dead. Okay, as soon as this is over, I need to know who. But yes, I miss radio desperately. But as I'm sure you guys are aware, radio's not the best paying gig in the day. And when my wife was going into mat leave, we made the decision that I had to leave radio because at that time, the $15 an hour just wasn't going to cut it. I miss radio desperately. I would do it again in a heartbeat. The only thing is that it would have to pay the bills.
Ryan, thank you so much for hanging out, man. If you're ever in the Okanagan, pop by Beach Radio and say hi and bring some cheap Alberta gas with you, okay?
100%. I'm on my way through.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care. Thank you.